This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
We're in the final week of the Chicago International Latino Theater's Destino Festival. The fifth annual citywide program brings together performers from Chicago, the U.S., and Latin America. It's the first festival since the death of the Theater Alliance's co-founder, Mirna Salazar. Joining me today to talk about Mirna and the festival overall is Sarah Carranza with the Chicago Latino Theater Alliance. Sarah, first, can you describe who Mirna Salazar was?
Mirna Salazar is a woman that I don't think anyone can really fully describe, but almost every time that we open a show, I can just imagine her entering the room and really just making her presence known and letting everyone know how proud she is that Latino theater is as strong as it is. She was a godmother to Latino theater. She was a mentor to those who worked alongside her. She's just an indescribable, amazing, spectacular woman.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what she was able to do here in Chicago? I feel like she was obviously an advocate for representation of Latinos in all platforms.
So Mirna had extensive knowledge in the arts industry. And one of the things that I think that is really part of her genius is that when she started Destino Chicago International Latino Theater Festival, she knew that in order to give Latino theater a leg up or the spotlight that they've long deserved, that we would have to do it as a team. She got the National Museum of Mexican Art, the Puerto Rican Arts Alliance, and the International Latino Cultural Center to come together to really create this organization to elevate our work. So for that reason, we have, at least this year, 10 local companies that are producing local Latino theater work, which is quite amazing in the scope of things. That's something that's really a testament to Mirna and her work.
Yeah, it's grown so much, and Destinos is in full swing, and it's bigger than ever. There are some Spanish-only performances this year, and it's expanded to the suburbs.
You know, honestly, the bigger we get, it kind of goes alongside the fact that we are such a huge population in the Chicagoland area, and we have too many different voices. Yes, we do have Spanish-speaking performances, which is something that we're very proud of. And with that, we also make sure that those Spanish-speaking performances have English supertitles so that folks who don't speak Spanish can still feel included and still see this amazing work.
That's great. And of course, we are in October, and Destinos continues through October 16th. For our listeners that still want to get in on the action, if they haven't done so, what's still to come?
Oh, we just opened Evolution of a Sonero over at Urban Theater Company. It's a wonderful one-man show that also features a band called the Razor Blades. And it's about his journey and evolution as an artist, as told through salsa and boleros and amazing spoken word poetry. We've also got Aguijón Theater out in Belmont Cragen with a story about if Frida Kahlo met Sor Juana Inez de la Cruz, who is a world-renowned 16th century nun who created so many beautiful works of art. We also have The Wizards by Ricardo Gamboa and his new company called Concrete Content, which will be at the APO Cultural Center on the South Side. And that's basically where a couple moves back to Chicago and they find a Ouija board that introduces them to a 1970s Southside Motown cover band.
Wow.
Yeah, right? And the amount of work and the shows that are still running are just, it's worth giving it all a shot.
I mean, I'm sold. I am sold on that one. That is, they're all very interesting. I can't wait. That's Sarah Carranza, the Director of Communications at the Chicago Latino Theater Alliance. You're listening to WBEZ.